Hello and welcome back to Kenny the Sports Guys Podcast. I'm your host Kenny Severa, and today I'm going to do something a little bit different. In honor of Black History Month, this will be a limited series of episodes based on forgotten African Americans changing the game forever. In today's episode, I will be focusing on Marlon Briscoe, a name that you might not be familiar with. Who is Marlon Briscoe? Stay tuned to find out. When you think of black quarterbacks in the league, you think of Michael Vick, Vince Young, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, and many more. Heck, many people think that Washington football team quarterback Doug Williams was the first black QB to enter the league in 1978. That is not the case, as Williams did become the first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl in 1987, but someone beat him to the punch. Have you ever heard of Marlon Briscoe? Lost in the sands of time, he is the first black quarterback in NFL history, and his story is very interesting. 53 years later, and his story has not been told properly. In 1968, in the midst of civil unrest and racial tension, Briscoe was a star quarterback in college, and he believed that he had the talent, intelligence, and leadership to lead an NFL franchise. He finally had his chance, although it came with some controversy. After being drafted as a cornerback by the Denver Broncos, Briscoe refused to switch positions and even threatened the team that he would return home to become a teacher if he didn't get a quarterback tryout. After weeks and weeks of stalemate, the Broncos finally agreed to try him out as quarterback. There were 8 quarterbacks fighting for a spot on the team. Briscoe went last. He did just enough to impress Broncos coaches and earn a spot on the team as quarterback. Many people thought that would be the end of Briscoe's career, as there was no way that he was going to be the starting QB for the Broncos. Well, about that. On September 29th, 1968, Broncos QB Steve Tensi suffered a broken collarbone while backup Joe DeVito was struggling. Then head coach Lou Saban decided to put in Briscoe in the fourth quarter against the Boston Patriots. He did very well, as his first play was a 22-yard completion. On his second series, he led the team on an 80-yard TD drive. Eventually, he completed a 21-yard pass and ran for 38 more himself. This was only the beginning. On October 6, 1968, Briscoe became the first starting African-American quarterback in the AFL, and Briscoe's career took off. Briscoe threw 14 touchdown passes that year in just 5 starts, including 4 TD passes against Buffalo on November 24th. To this day, it is still a Broncos rookie record. Also worth mentioning that he threw for 335 yards in that game, a rookie record until John Elway broke it in 1983. He is also one of only 3 rookies to have 300-plus yards in franchise history. He completed 41.5% of his passes and averaged 7.1 yards per completion. However, things were changing. In the 1969 season, Briscoe was determined to continue to play quarterback, but something was happening behind the scenes. Briscoe discovered that Coach Saban intended to use Pete LeJoux as the starter. After hearing that, Briscoe wanted to be released from the team. He signed with the AFL's Buffalo Bills, where he never played quarterback again, and was converted into a wide receiver. The Bills already had superstars Jack Kemp, Tom Flores, and James Harris, who was another black quarterback. Although he never started at quarterback again, Briscoe enjoyed a sensational career. He led Buffalo in TD catches in each of his first 3 seasons with the team. In 1971, after the AFL-NFL merger, the Bills traded Briscoe to the Miami Dolphins for a first-round pick in Joe Del La Mare, who ended up as a Hall of Fame guard. It turned out great for Briscoe, as he went on to win a pair of Super Bowls. He was a part of the 1972 undefeated Miami Dolphins squad and the 1973 Super Bowl winning team. He ended up with the then San Diego Chargers and Detroit Lions before ending his career in 1976. So what is the result of Briscoe's career in the NFL? 224 receptions, 3,537 receiving yards, 30 receiving touchdowns, 1,697 receiving yards, 14 TD passes, and 14 interceptions. What a career. Although he didn't make it to the NFL Hall of Fame, although he made it to the College Football Hall of Fame, Briscoe paved the way for all future black quarterbacks. 11 years later, Washington QB Doug Williams became the first black QB ever to win a Super Bowl. It is such a shame that Briscoe has not gotten the recognition he deserves. Most people would think Doug Williams is the first black QB to ever enter the NFL. But in reality, it was Marlon Briscoe. As it is Black History Month, it is important to acknowledge his trailblazing accomplishments. Well, that is the end of my episode. As it is Black History Month, for the month of February, I will be focusing on athletes that has trailblazed the sporting world. If you want more content, head on over to my social media pages on Twitter at Kenny_sports and on Instagram at KennyTheSportsGuy. For past and future episodes, subscribe to my channel on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Until the next episode, see ya and stay safe and healthy.